We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
First 2021.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Sooner Basketball has been brought to you by Mercy. At Mercy, your life is our life's work. MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa credit and debit card. Shelter Insurance. Ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. And by Coca-Cola. No matter your favorite meal, it'll pair perfectly with a Coke. Serve with a Coca-Cola. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there.
Gibson stops, fires a three up high. Got it! And there's the first bucket of the game. It's Mo off the bench. And then he nearly stole the inbounds. Rebound. Walker takes it away. Saves it. Back to Reeves. Shovels to Mo. Gibson for three. Got it! Gibson rips the net. Tickles the twine. Timeout TCU. Phipps has the rebound. The littlest guy on the court got it. Off to Harmon on the run. Davion splits through traffic and now picks up his dribble. Hits Alondis on the back door for the slam. Over in Norman, and the Sooners win it tonight. Emphatically, 82-46. Over TCU, Schwab Meats is the official hot dog and brat partner of OU basketball. Smoking since 1912. Coming up, we'll hear from Lon Kruger. We will hear from several of the victorious Sooners tonight. But right now, we're going to hear from Kevin Henry. How about that? That was impressive tonight, huh?
Well, the guys did great. I mean, they're playing really good basketball right now. I really wish that they would have won at Kansas. But you know what? They come home. They work on a couple of things. Figure out, you know, playing without Brady and Jalen. And you know, it couldn't have been more seamless basketball. You substitute Elijah Harkless into the starting lineup, and you bring, you know, guards like Mo Gibson and some of these guys off the bench, and then they're cutting, they're moving, they're swinging the basketball. I mean, this is some really good basketball to watch. It's fun basketball to watch. The guys look like they're having fun out there. And, you know, when you're making shots like the Sooners were tonight, everything's clicking. It's great. Now, what happens when you got to fight a little bit. You got to battle. You got to, you know, you're not making those shots, so you got to figure out different ways to score. So those are, you know, tough things to overcome on the offensive end. But I tell you what, on the defensive end, you're right. This might be the best team that we've had that's been able to force turnovers and score out of those turnovers.
We're going to look at all the stats here in a second, but OU had 20 assists tonight and only committed 5 turnovers. You're going to win every game you play when you have 20 assists and only have 5 turnovers. They outscored TCU off turnovers tonight, points off turnovers, 25-2. 25-2. And the thing is, this is a trend we've been watching. This isn't a, wow, didn't they do this good tonight? They did that to Kansas. They did that to Baylor. They've been doing that to everybody.
turning them over and turning it into offense.
They are. And, you know, TCU didn't put up much resistance, so therefore, you know, you only had the five turnovers. They got back on D. They didn't press a whole lot. They played a little bit of zone, you know, because I think they were just confused on what to do because the Sooners came out in that four-guard lineup, which really threw them off. And the TCU had some success. We talked about it earlier with that ball screen at the top and running Kevin Samuel right down the lane. But, you know, after that, after the Sooners made their adjustment there, there was nothing else that the TCU could do that worked, and everything the Sooners did worked.
Sooners win it tonight 82-46. We'll take a look at the final stats and start to hear from the winning team when we come back. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
At Riverwind, we've been number one for over 10 years. Because we all work together as one. To make you feel like one in a million.
We're still having fun.
To one unbeatable concert venue featuring a never-ending stream of number one acts, and with great restaurants and one gorgeous hotel, it's something for everyone, all in one place.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best. To find an agent near you, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
OU graduates can win $20,000 from MidFirst Bank. If you're a December 2020 or May 2021 graduate, then you're eligible for the Seize the Day with 20K sweepstakes. Simply register your MidFirst debit card and start earning entries. Each purchase with your debit card now through May 31st earns you an additional entry. Don't miss this chance to add $20,000 to your graduation from MidFirst Bank. Visit midfirst.com/OU20K today to register your card. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
You are the barbecue boss, the sultan of spatula. And upon the first bite of Whataburger's barbecue bacon burger, you think, hey, I can make this. Your barbecue sauce might not be as smoky, and you probably wouldn't put both smoked cheddar and Monterey Jack on it. And you... Wait, is that bacon? Good thing there's room for more than one poobah of the pit. Good thing there's the limited time barbecue bacon burger at Whataburger.
Reeves, double team, splits the double team, shovels it out to Phipps for three. Get in there. He got it. Trey Phipps. He'll drive it. Harkless got deep. Got fouled. No call. Queth missed the putback. Chase for the rebound. Queth got it again. Turn around and he lays it in. Kerr stayed after it. Miles tries to drive. He's cut off. Off to Nimhart. Knocked away by Williams. Uh-oh. Watch out. The hammer. Alondis Williams. Timeout. TCU.
It's time for the Bud Light postgame show. Bud Light, official sponsor of OU Athletics.
And that's your OG&E power play of the game tonight. OG&E, we energize life. Let's go live to the Sooner locker room now, where we are joined by Victor Iwalker. Victor tonight, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 17 dunks unofficially tonight for Vic as well. Victor, congratulations on the win tonight.
Appreciate it.
How'd you feel like you guys played? I mean, that was pretty spectacular tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Coach told us our last game. He said, you know, it was sad that we lost, but just our defensive effort last game was, you know, was really good. And he just decided to see what we can do today, and we came out and we showed what we can do.
Vic, what has gotten into you guys on the defensive end of the floor? You're forcing people into tough shots. You're forcing turnovers. You're getting runouts and dunks and layups on the other end. You guys are playing some pretty inspired basketball.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you just come with the coaches, you know, just the way they prepare us for practices and just the way they push us every time, knowing that we can be one of the best defenders, you know, in the country, and we're trying to execute that.
Good to not be saddled with foul trouble tonight, Vic, like you were up in Lawrence.
Yeah, that was important. Yeah, you know, we talked about it. You know, we're missing Brady and Jalen, so me and Kirk can't afford to have any fouls.
Vic, you mentioned playing without Brady and Jalen. You know, what's been the biggest change on the offensive end playing what seems to be four guards around either, you know, you or Kerr or even Rick?
Coach just talked about it. You know, we don't have, you know, Jalen plays the four, kind of same with Brady. So, you know, we don't have any bigs, so we can't start two bigs and then we get in foul trouble. So we just kind of, me and Kerr just kind of rotate and, you know, then we have four guards.
Vic, congratulations on the win. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right. Victor Walker, here's how the stats laid out tonight. Sooners led in scoring on the official stat sheet by Davion Harmon. I had him for 22. They got him for 19. I'm going to assume they're right. 3 of 6 for 3 for Davion. 6 rebounds and 4 assists. Austin Reeves went for 14 points and 6 assists tonight. He was 2 of 4 from behind the arc. Umoja Gibson, 11 points. He hit 3 threes. And Alondis Williams in double figures tonight. 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 steals for Alondis. Kirkweth, 9 points, 7 boards, had a couple more block shots in this game. That's up to 16 now on the year for Kerr. Elijah Harkless hit 2 threes tonight. He ended up with 6 points. We mentioned Victor Owalker, who we just visited with, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Trey Phipps hit a 3 tonight, back in the score column for him. And Keller Casey with a late bucket. He had 2. TCU with only 1 player in double figures in this game. R.J. Nimhard had 10. That's it. 8 points each for Kevin Samuel and Mike Miles. Samuel, 7 rebounds. Miles had 9 boards tonight, the point guard did. Jaden Ledee, 7 points for the Frogs. They got 5 from Kevin Easley, 3 for Mickey Pearson, 2 each from P.J. Fuller, who was quiet tonight. Charles O'Bannon, Eddie Lampkin added 1. Sooners were getting out-rebounded at halftime. They turned that around. They were +7 on the boards tonight, 42-35. Here's the eye-popping numbers. OU 20 assists on 32 made shots, only 5 turnovers for Oklahoma tonight. They forced 16 turnovers. Shooting numbers, Oklahoma was 46% from the field, 32 of 69. The Sooners hit 12 three-pointers tonight on 27 tries. That's 44%. And a perfect 6-for-6 at the foul line. That's the fewest number of foul shots they've taken all year, but they hit them all. TCU shoots just 35% from the field tonight, 18 of 52. They were 4 of 19 from 3. That's 21%. 6-for-17 at the foul line for the Frogs. 35%. Points off turnovers tonight. OU outscored them 25-2. Points in the paint. OU had 32. TCU 20. Second chance points. Advantage Sooners 15-8. Fast break points. All OU 14-3. And the Sooner bench outscored the Horned Frog bench 24-13. It is a unanimous decision on every scorecard you see here tonight. Oklahoma wins it by a bunch, 82-46. We'll visit with Lon Kruger and take a look at the scoreboard coming up. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great race, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
At OU Health, we believe in giving second chances, spending time with family and friends, and celebrating, like you we also cherish milestones. We're healing more people, discovering new treatments, educating Oklahoma's doctors, treating the everyday, and solving the complex. All so you can celebrate life's moments. OU Health. The future of health is here. Visit OUHealth.com to make an appointment.
If some of your healthcare has been on hold lately, it's time. Time to come back to Mercy. We'll help you come back safely by following strict standards for disinfecting, social distancing, and requiring masks for all patients, visitors, and coworkers. Find tips to help you stay safe at mercy.net/soonersafety. Visit mercy.net/soonersafety and plan to come back safely for the care you need. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. Whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics. At Landers Auto Group of Norman, just like the Sooners, our goal isn't just to win. It's to make them remember our name, to make them remember who we are, to show everyone why we do what we do and why we do it so well. We didn't become the best by chance. There are no coincidences here. We work tirelessly, and above all, we don't give up. Giving up has never been an option. So ask yourself, what does driving tradition mean to me? Is it dependability, determination, or unwavering confidence? Because those are the principles that drive us and your Oklahoma Sooners. We strive to make every OU fan proud, and we'll keep doing that time and time again. That's driving tradition. This is Landers Auto Group of Norman, proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Visit LandersChevroletNorman.com and LandersCDJRNorman.com. Driving tradition.
Backing, turnaround over Harkless. Swatted by Vic! Reeves on the run to Harmon. Harmon to the rack for two. A walker in the post. He's got a little guy on him. Kick it out. Harmon fakes a pass. Shoots a three. Bam! I mean, they're playing some ball tonight. Oklahoma's playing some ball tonight. And they have doubled up the Frogs 48-24. Moj, left wing, puts it on the deck. Backs it up. Kick left wing. Left corner to Harkless for a three. And it's good. E.J. Harkless from downtown. That's your StubHub move of the game. StubHub, your ticket out, the official fan-to-fan ticket marketplace of OU Athletics. Let's go live again to the Sooner locker room. We are joined by Alondis Williams, 10 points, 6 rebounds, 2 steals tonight. A little thievery mixed in there. Alondis, congratulations. It looked like you guys were having some fun tonight.
Yeah, man, we always try to have fun as much as we can.
Alondis, great job on the offensive end tonight, but what was impressive was your defense. You guys were all over the floor, getting deflections, getting steals. What's gotten into you guys on the defensive end?
We just had to pick it up because, you know, like in the earlier in the season, you know, against like Xavier and stuff like that, a lot of people just been shooting threes and making threes on us. So, you know, we had to tighten up our defense more and focus on that more.
Alondis, I was talking to Coach Kruger this morning on the radio show, and he said that the highlight from Saturday at Kansas, where you knocked down the attempted alley-oop, you chased the ball, you saved it in bounds, you went into the backcourt, almost got the steal, and then you came back in front of Bill Self and knocked it out of bounds again. I think you ran about 150 yards on that play, and the hustle was what jumped out. And he said he showed it to the team, and everybody was going crazy when they watched you again. But tell me about, like, your state of mind right now on both ends of the court. This is the most aggressive I think we've seen you in a Sooner uniform.
Yeah, we just all more locked in as a team now, you know. So, like, we all got to do it on both ends if we want to win and make it to the tournament and make it further than we want to make it, you know. So that's what we got to do is be aggressive on defense now.
Alondis, where did Man come from?
you can tell him off the air if you need to.
when I was a little kid, my mom just always used to call me her little man. And then it just went on after that. And then ever since then, everybody just started calling me man. Then I was always a bad kid, like flipping, like, you know, doing backflips and all that stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Is it? So it's an acceptable nickname.
Yeah.
For you. Man. Okay. Yeah. It's officially entered the lexicon. You're man going forward. Alondis, congratulations on the win tonight. Great job.
Thank you.
Good job, Alondis.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mom called him his little man. Became man. He was a man out here tonight.
No doubt.
On the defensive end, especially. let's take a look at our updated UPS scoreboard. UPS, learn how you can take business to the top with UPS. Visit UPS.com/pivot to learn more about how to help you be unstoppable. One other game in the Big 12 tonight, OSU leading Kansas 67-62 with just under 5 minutes to go. The Cowboys had an 11-point lead at half, and now it's down to 3, 67-64. Of course, we get the Cowboys on Saturday night. We'll keep an eye on that game as it comes down to the stretch. We'll update you on an NBA game as well. The Thunder back home tonight. They're going to the fourth quarter, trailing the Spurs right now, 80-73. That's your UPS conference scoreboard, UPS.com/pivot to learn more about tools built to help you be unstoppable. We're going to keep it here for just a second because we are expecting to be joined here any second now by Lon Kruger. His team wins it tonight, 82-46, and I think there's going to be a lot that he's happy about.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot to be happy about. So it's a great game tonight.
Let's go to the locker room. Lon Kruger joins us live now. Our post-game interview brought to you by OU Health. Coach, that was fun tonight.
Guys, played well. I thought they were really focused on the defensive end. They moved the ball offensively, made a lot of extra passes, good plays for each other. But I thought for 40 minutes, pretty good awareness, pretty good focus, pretty connected on the defensive end.
Coach, do you think your guys are getting comfortable playing with that four-guard lineup?
I think they're getting comfortable with the idea of how hard you have to work on each position. You know, whether it's four guards or three guards, it doesn't change how hard we have to work, how connected we have to be, and in support of each other. And I think they're, you know, coming out of the last couple ball games, I think they understand, you know, how intense every possession has to be in the Big 12, and hopefully keep making progress and trending in that direction.
You mentioned the ball movement, Coach. You had 20 assists tonight on 32 made shots. You only turned it over 5 times. 20 assists and 5 turnovers. I know that's something you would take every day and twice on Sundays right there.
Absolutely. Love the way the guys moved the ball. Love the way they took care of the ball. You know, when you take care of the ball, and I thought our shot selection was really good. We had two or three plays in the first half. We were kind of hoping to get fouled. But that's what leads to transition. Bad offensive possession leads to transition. TCU is very good in transition, and we didn't give them much there tonight.
I want to ask you a little bit more about the defense, because we had talked this morning about points off turnovers has really become a strength for you, and you did it again tonight. You outscored them 25-2 off turnovers tonight. It's not just that you're turning them over, Coach. You're turning them over live ball, and it's you know, turning directly into layups and dunks on the other end for you. What is the key to that for you?
Yeah, that's been a big key for this team, and I think just being in good position where you can dig and slap down on the ball and help a guy that's driving or help a guy with the post defense, but just being in good position away from the basketball, and guys are getting better with that and more comfortable with that, and again, that's where that connected, all five guys connected in support of each other is a big key.
Last question, Coach, we'll let you go. You know, this would have been a game I thought coming into tonight that would have been easy to have a little bit of a letdown. You go play Baylor and Kansas on the road. You have all these ranked teams, and now you're coming back home against a team you've already beaten. It would have been real easy for maybe a less mature team to kind of sleepwalk into this one tonight. The fact that they played this well, that's got to be pretty encouraging for you, just kind of about the mental makeup of this team.
Very much so, and you're exactly right. Just mentality of who are we? You know, what are we going to be? How are we going to play each game? You know, we've got, 12 conference games left, and we got to play every one of them you know, with the attitude of, you know, being an underdog, you know, that underdog mentality, you know, having something to prove, you know, making progress every week. And we just keep thinking that way, then we have the best chance to being as good as we can be, you know, with each week.
Way to go, Coach. Outstanding performance tonight.
Thanks, Toby. Thanks, Kevin.
Lon Kruger, postgame interview brought to you by OU Health. The future of health is here. Sooners win it 82-46. We'll put a bow on it when we come back. This is Sooner Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great race, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
I saved a lot this year because I called a pro.
I am calling State Farm. I gotta make the phone call.
We got that coverage here. Protect your car and home.
I am calling State Farm. I gotta make the phone call.
Just call now. Use a little bit of great rates with a little bit of great jet. Look at my quote now.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
Is pain or an injury keeping you from doing the things you love? Great news. There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Sister Companies Physical Therapy Central and Red Bud Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. With over 45 convenient locations across Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and beyond, contact ptcentral.org and redbudpt.com today. Physical Therapy Central and Red Bud Physical Therapy, proud sponsors of Oklahoma Athletics and trusted choice for keeping you in the game of life.
Pizza Hut has a winning tradition of their own. We have been home to the original stuffed crust pizza for over 25 years. An extra playful pizza you want to eat backwards. This pizzeria-style crust with a ring of melted cheese baked right in will take your game day favorites to the next level. Select either of our contactless options with delivery or curbside pickup when you order for a safe experience. There's only one home for original stuffed crust pizza. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners. Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
mmm, yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Left side out to Harmon. Again against the zone here. Dump to Vic on the baseline. Pump fake, dribble around. Two-handed hammer. A walker with the throwdown. Harkless shoots a three over Samuel. Got it. Elijah from deep. His second three. And the Sooners have hit a dozen of them now tonight. 82-46, and the Sooners can dribble it out here. And they'll put that responsibility in the hands of the Ocean Feline. He's holding. Jamie Dixon shares a fist bump with Lon Kruger. Win column Sooner. Game over. Final score on a Tuesday night in Norman. It was all crimson and cream tonight. Oklahoma 82 and TCU 46.
This is the Bud Light post-game show. Whenever there's a Sooner game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Please drink responsibly.
That's how it ended. All Sooners tonight, a lopsided Big 12 win. Those don't come around too often, Kevin. We've talked a lot about every Big 12 game seems to come to the last possession. You got to take this and run when you can get a lopsided win in conference play.
Well, and I tell you, you're exactly right. Don't get used to it because you're not going to blow people out like this and stuff like that. This was just a, a weird game. TCU has a really good team. I think it's just it comes down to matchups. We talked about it against West Virginia. We were up big on West Virginia, but they are a really good team. So, and they fought back in the second half, but you know, the Sooners still was able to hold on for that win. So it's just it's a tough league. Every team is so good. They spend all season beating each other up, and then but you will sprinkle in a game or two like this where it's just a blowout, just a bad matchup all the way around.
I hope you're on the upside of it, not the downside. Let's take a look at this week's upcoming Sooner Athletic events. We will be in Stillwater Saturday night, Bedlam Round 1 in prime time, 7 o'clock Saturday night, the Sooners and the Cowboys. Our pregame coverage starts for you at 6:30. We will be inside Gallagher-Iba Arena. Then a week from tonight, we're right back here for Kansas State. First time we've seen Bruce Weber's team this year. Make note of the start time on that one, 5:30 tip-off. That's odd. Make sure you have your radio handy when you're getting in the car after work, heading home. We'll be on the air with you next Tuesday night at 5 p.m. This look at upcoming OU events brought to you by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Minute 22 to go in Stillwater. Kansas now a 3-point lead over the Cowboys, 70-67. You want to add anything before we go?
Just a great showing by the Sooners. That was some fun basketball to watch, to witness these guys getting after it on both ends of the floor, making shots. I mean, you can't ask for much else.
The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics. It wants to remind you that drinking and driving is deadly and illegal. Together we can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. Thanks to our crew tonight, Kevin Henry, Drake Dykin, Levi Yoder back in the Sooner Network studio. Final score one final time from the Lloyd Noble Center on a Tuesday night in Big 12 play. It was Oklahoma 82 and TCU 46. Until Saturday night in Stillwater, this is Toby Rowland saying, Sooners win and Boomers Sooner, everybody.
Sooner basketball has been brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And by Pizza Hut. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.